Hello, my name is Kerry Danes and I'm a consultant forensic psychologist. My talk to the forum membership is entitled In Praise of the Compassionate Psychopath. But wait a moment, being any sort of psychopath is a bad thing, right? Whenever most of us hear the word, it's images of Ted Bundy or John Wayne Gacy that spring to mind, smirking serial killers, Hollywood-style Hannibal Lecters, geniuses, maybe, evil, definitely. It's an easy mistake to make. Just ask James Fallon. James Fallon is a neuroscientist, and in 2005 he held the results of decades spent scanning the brains of psychopathic killers in his hands. He had uncovered the typical psychopathic brain. Now, you might expect a psychopath to have an abnormally small heart. The difference, the real shrinkage, is actually to be found in the paralimbic system, which is the brain's sort of mental sorting office. It receives emotional mail, then processes and delivers it to other parts of the brain. They also lack activity in the frontal and temporal lobes, the areas commonly associated with decision making and empathy for other people. In layman's terms, it's like posting a Christmas card to Glasgow and it being lost in the post or delivered to Gloucester. The result, for a psychopath, is an impoverished, much lesser emotional experience. On the same day as his groundbreaking discovery, Fallon sat down to analyse some brain scans he'd made of his own family members. One of them looked like it got mixed up with the other study. In fact, it looked exactly like the most abnormal of the scans of the incarcerated killers. But there'd been no mistake. Not only that, the scan belonged to him. And that is how, on that day in October, James Fallon discovered that he is a psychopath. He personally, and science as a whole, has had to concede that not all psychopaths are created equal, and certainly not all psychopaths are criminals. In fact, they're just as likely to be cool under pressure medics, fearless special forces soldiers, or relentlessly optimistic entrepreneurs. Perhaps that resonates with some forum members. In 2016, Bond University in Australia and the University of San Diego unveiled research which showed that 21% of senior corporate professionals have clinically significant levels of psychopathic traits. Now, Fallon embraced his new identity as a pro-social psychopath. Someone who struggles to feel a full range of emotions, yes, but doesn't harm or distress anybody in the process. He acknowledged, and these are his own words, that his obnoxious competitiveness and rather ruthless determination to succeed had actually made him the very successful scientist that he now is. Let's face it, there are times when we probably could all do with making friends with our inner psychopath. We non-psychopaths often react rather than respond to situations because our emotions work faster than thoughts, about four times faster. Emotions are powerful, but they come unbidden. They happen to us, often below a level of consciousness. It's like an autopilot, but often based on fear, anger, and insecurities. And these reactions are not always the most rational, appropriate, and certainly not the most successful way to behave. I know that as a forensic psychologist, I've analysed the characteristics we use to define a psychopath, and I've borrowed from that list in order to adapt my own personality to my job role. In order to survive and be successful, I make dispassionate decisions. I'm ruthless. I've learned to develop rapport and influence my clients, or as you might see it, be charming and manipulative. And I've had to pause to swallow disgust, anger, and a lot of anxiety in order to concentrate on getting the job done. Yes, too much psychopathy can be lethal, but in measured doses, I believe it can work wonders. The difference between the good psychopath and the bad psychopath is really only a matter of degree. A moderate degree of dark traits mixed with opposite spectrum traits such as humility, take note, our political leaders, are the proven key to optimal performance at both an individual and a team level. As we live through this time of international crisis, we may well be wondering what cracks will appear in us as individuals, as organisations and societies. At the heart of very many people's worries might be the notion of what is it that really holds us together, and will tough times bring out the best in us, or will some become self-interested monsters? My advice is to look to the light, because there's always some to be found. I believe that the world is a much nicer place than we often give it credit for. And whereas empathy, feeling what another person feels, is an emotion, compassion, its cooler, far more logical cousin, the intellectual understanding of and commitment to doing the right thing, is a choice. And psychopathic personality traits or not, we all have access to that choice. Thank you.